Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny and gentle breeze, highs of 11, lows of 3. Tuesday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 12, lows of 6. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and gentle breeze, highs of 14, lows of 5. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 2. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 1. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next week. Bye for now.
This is Leon with the news headlines. Organisations of the major Isle of Wight Hospice fundraising event Walk the White have revealed they're planning on going ahead in May, but are monitoring official advice on coronavirus. The 25 walk from Benbridge to Allen Bay raises tens of thousands of pounds for the Newport-based hospice and its outreach programme. It is most important, the annual fundraiser. A Mountainback spokesman said, in light of the charging situation regarding coronavirus, Mountbatten is regularly assessing and reviewing our plans for the forthcoming major fundraising event, including Walk the White. At the moment, Walk the White Mountainback 2020 is going ahead as planned. We are encouraging people to sign up as normal. The message from a leader on the Isle of Wight Council about coronavirus outbreak is quote-unquote simple. Keep calm and carry on. At this week's council meeting, bosses reassured the public that nothing to panic about. Responding to the councillor, Debbie Andre asks whether or not there's a strategy in place to deal with the virus. Councillor David Stewart said the risk level was relatively low on the island. He said we needed to keep calm and carry on. I'm extremely reassured that the professionalism of the public health office, and we have some great practical things that we are doing. The Round Race is one of the most iconic sailing events on the annual calendar, and it sees that it's less than 80 days away. Sailors from around the world are preparing to come on an adventure around the Isle of Wight on Saturday the 30th of May, competing to win over 200 trophies. David Axton, race director, said the Island Sailing Club is extremely proud of its flagship event, particularly as it welcomes all types of sailors, boats and first-time racers, as well as family cruisers, professional sailors. This is what is the ethos of a race for all. It really comes alive, all of those competitors competing side by side on the same track. Rumours up to 100 employees are being made redundant at the White Shipyard Co. in East Cowes has been rubbished by the company in a statement that it was completely no employee being made redundant. In fact, the company has multiple future orders, meaning the business is well and truly booming. According to the WSC, the yard is currently busy competing for 4 fast ferries and multiple tourism operations, which are due to complete by the end of March. They are also preparing for the next aluminium crew transfer vessel in build immediately after. It appears the rumours have begun to circulate locally due to the number of subcontractors, which by their nature come and go, are being reduced as the project changes. The Jonah Daly of the White Shipyard & Co. has said, "We have an increase in subcontract labour to complete the Maltese contract in the time available to us." Islanders with a life-threatening medical emergencies are on average waiting nearly 5 minutes longer than an ambulance than expected. Later figures from the Isle of Wight NHS Trust have revealed in January 2020, the Isle of Wight ambulance service took 11 minutes 55 seconds to respond to a Category 1 call. Life-threatening emergencies, including cardiac or respiratory arrest. The expected target time known as an ambulance respond program is 7 minutes. A spokesman from the Isle of Wight NHS Trust said, "We know that there is a lot to work to improve our response times. We are sincerely apologising for all of the resident patients on these going delays. On average, there are just 5 ambulances active service on the island each day, and these teams also have to support patients transfer to and from the mainland." Finally, the Isle of Wight has recognised a national leader in transforming a partnership with these IESE, Transformation Awards for the Community-Based Projects. The Isle of Wight Against Scams won gold for its customer focus, while the Council Partnership Programme for Subsequent Travel delivers with a number of partners won silver in the Green Initiative category. The Living Well service delivers via Age UK Isle of Wight also picked up a silver award for the transformation. In health and social care, IWASP hosted the Isle of Wight Council Trading Standards team has grown more than 30 partners with a common aim to keep the Isle of Wight safe and protected from scams. This has been Leon with the news headlines.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Michael Caine, who's an actor, Sean Mathias, who's also an actor, Prince Albert, who's a prince, Bill Owen, who was in Compo, and Jasper Carrot, who's a comedian. Can you guess how old they are? I'll tell you in a bit.
Yo guys, it's Dylan back at it again with some random facts of the week. So first up, we've got the ancestor of the modern chainsaw was invented to facilitate childbirth. Next up, we've got the heads on Easter Island have bodies under the ground. Nostrils take turns receiving the majority of the air you breathe, which explains why one is usually stuffier than the other. Jim Henson made his first Kermit puppet using his mother's old coat and 2 halves of a ping pong ball. Fern collecting was such a hot fad in the Victorian era that it even had a name, pteridomania. Then we've got pentherophobia is the intense and disproportionate fear of your mother-in-law. A lot of people have that. In 1974, the Journal of Applied Behaviour Analysis published a paper titled The Unsuccessful Self-Treatment of a Case of Writer's Block. It contained a total of 0 words. Last but not least, Bangladesh has 6 seasons. Grimshaw, summer. Borsha, rainy. Shorot, full. Hemanta, cool. Sheet, winter. And Bashanto, spring. Sorry if I got any of those wrong. I've been Dylan, you've been listening. See you later.
Hello, I'm Leon and this is the Word of the Week. Today's Word of the Week is Laryngoscopy. Laryngoscopy. It's an examination of the throat, including parts that create the voice, using a long, thin tube. An example would be, my doctor sent me for a laryngoscopy. Laryngoscopy was performed using standard length laryngoscope. More examples include a laryngoscopy takes about 15 to 30 minutes. She had a laryngoscopy and a biopsy. Direct laryngoscopy is done with a patient lying on his or her back. This has been Leon with the Word of the Week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember when I told you about these people who had their famous birthdays today? But now I'm going to tell you their ages and dates of birth. Number 1, Michael Caine. He was born in 1933, he's age 87 today. Sean Mathias, born in 1957, age 63 today. Jasper Carrot, born in 1958, he's age 62 today. Prince Albert, born in 1819, who's age 201 today. And finally, Bill Owen, who was born in 1914, age 106 today. And that's all. I'll have some more next week. Bye for now.
Hi.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some of the events on the past week of history. On the 9th of March 1964, the very first Ford Mustang was produced. Ford Mustang is one of the world's most recognised cars, spanning 50 years. There are currently 8 generations of Ford Mustang, with the latest having been released this year. On the 11th of March 1702, Britain's first daily newspaper, the Daily Courant, was published for the first time. The Daily Courant was just a single sheet of paper with news on one side and advertising on the other. The Daily Courant ran until 1735, where it merged with the Daily Gazetteer, another daily newspaper. On the 12th of March 1894, popular soft drink Coca-Cola was sold in bottles for the first time. Originally, Coca-Cola was only available by the glass from soda fountains, but now you can take it home and put it in the fridge for later. Also, the very first bottling of Coca-Cola occurred in Vicksburg, Mississippi, in America. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio. Hello, I'm James from Vectis Radio with some events for Monday the 16th of March 2020. First up, we have Games Lounge for 50 and over at West White Sports and Community Centre at 1pm. After that, we have Adult Cards and Board Games Club at Cowes Library at 10am. Next, we have Water Exercise Classes at Medina Leisure Centre at 7pm. Lastly, we have Family History 1-to-1 at Cowes Library at 10am. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are the events for Tuesday. Number 1, Our Place Community Cafe at West White Community Centre. Our Place is a free, weekly, drop-in, chat and support session for anyone of any age and in any circumstances. 10am to 12:30pm every Tuesday. Number 2, The Great Leap Forward at the West White Gallery, Saturday the 18th of February till Saturday the 18th of April. Opening event is Saturday the 18th of Feb from 12 to 2pm. A group exhibition of work created by local school children from across the island, reflecting upon the heritage of the Isle of Wight and the theme of the future. Drawing inspiration from and celebrating Lift the Lid project and commissions. Number 3, Gentle Pilates. Gentle Pilates is a 45 minute class ideal for beginners. Pilates improves your core strength and posture. A lovely gentle class with Judith Ewing, 30 years of experience of teaching. £6 per person, no need to book. Call Judith on 07711866113 for more information. That's 07771866113 for more information. Finally, Cat Skellington, an evening of amazing music from Cat Skellington. Food available from 6pm till 7pm. Music starts from 7pm till 9pm. Bring your own alcohol or non-alcoholic drinks available. Tickets are £10 to book. Either visit the Gaslight or contact us via Facebook. We are looking forward to see you there. And that's it from Ophelia Hedlots at all. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Leon, and these are the events for Wednesday the 18th of March 2020. Up first, we have the Stroke Cafe drop-in sessions over in Sandown at 2pm to 3:30pm. We have Drum Therapy at St Mary's Hospital at 11am. We have the Safeguard Training Foundation at the Riverside Centre at 10am to 1pm. And finally, we have the Tai Chi classes at the Community Hall of Yarmouth and District at 11am to 12. This has been Leon with the events for Wednesday the 18th of March 2020.
Yo, this is Dylan with your events for Thursday the 19th. First up, we've got from 10am onwards, Dimboiler is delighted to host an exhibition of photographs taken from the White Book, a result that celebrates the unique, innovative and dazzling Isle of Wight. This exhibition runs until the 29th of March, held at Dimboiler Museums and Galleries. Next up, we've got from 10am to 12pm, join us for a hot drink and biscuits or some toast, and enjoy a family-friendly chat with friends, neighbours, or make new friends, everyone's welcome. No charge, just affordable donations. Held at Winchester House, Sandown Road in Shanklin. Next is from 10:30 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. The Godzilla Coffee Morning is held on the second Thursday of each month at the Old Smithy Coffee Shop. Refreshments can be purchased from the coffee shop. And last but not least, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m, Melody and Memory Stimulation for those with dementia, held in a relaxed and informal setting. It's free! Family, friends and carers are welcome to stay. Held in the Garden Room at All Saints Church, Tuttons Hill in Gurnard. To find out more, call Mandy on 01983 291185. That's 01983 291185. Or Cheryl on 07736 548 480. That's Cheryl on 07736 548 480. Those are some great events for this week. I've been Dylan, you've been listening. See you later.
This is Shazza with events for Friday the 20th of March. Freshwater Market, 8:30 till midday. Then a celebration of wool at Court Abbey in Ryde. That runs till Tuesday the 24th of March, and that's free. Next up is healthy cooking demonstrations happening at Sandown Library, and that's from 6:30 till 7:30, £2 per session or £5 for all three. Booking is essential. Then finally, Poppy D, who's jazz and soul duo, from 7 till 9 p.m. at Django's in Newport. Telephone 653923 to book. That's 653923. Those are some great events for this week.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.